Dr. Mengele was indefatigable in the exercise of his functions. He spent long hours in his laboratories, then hurried to the unloading platform, where the daily arrival of 4 or 5 trainloads of Hungarian deportees kept him busy half the day. And are we not all indefatigable in the exercise of our functions? Functions given us by a system that is illegitimate, as it gets in the way of our pursuit of happiness? We've been discussing the fact that we are being led without our consent or consultation, and that to refuse the destination, we must develop, each one of us, our leadership capacity. Last week, we noted the profound media silence about the reality of a very shadowy, informal global governance structure, because obviously the toy car is the facade, right? So if that's not directing the machinery of state, because we could see, particularly folks like me who've got some years under the belt, who see the steady progress, the worsening of our environment, of our health, of our conditions of life, of our quality of living. We see that we have been systematically carried along, and that little toy car didn't change things one little bit. So as the conditions of our existence have progressively worsened decade over decade, governance is a fraud. Because it ain't hard. You let our human energy go, we'll show you it is not hard to steadily improve our conditions of life. We are rich in gifts. We just want to be able to use them. But we argued last week that if we were allowed to discuss this, our thought process would inevitably carry us into dangerous waters for power and essential waters for us. We would have been carried to see the pressing need for we the people to begin creating and claiming not just an open global governance, but our own intelligence, our own capacities for leadership. We can't have one without the other. We would have seen, had we been discussing this, that rather than being led to a destination, and here the unfortunate image of cattle being led to slaughter necessarily comes to mind, a destination unchosen by us, that we must begin discussing how to lead ourselves, self-governance, how to reclaim our own bodies, which includes hearts and minds undivided.